This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. John Kerry is in Cuba today to raise the American flag and reopen the U.S. embassy. It's the first visit from a U.S. Secretary of State since the 1940s. Cuba's looking forward to increased trade and other commerce, but its vintage infrastructure will need updating. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
Cuba's infrastructure needs a lot of updating, says Eric Olson, who's with the Latin America program at the Wilson Center, a D.C. think tank.
There's not been much investment in things like building roads. Electrical grids are very arcane and weak.
The country also needs tens of thousands of new hotel rooms and internet connections and power plants.
Well, it would be easier to begin by naming the things that don't need to be improved.
That's Ted Henkin, co-author of the book Entrepreneurial Cuba.
The opening of the embassy is really only the beginning. The ball is now in the Cuban government's court. How quickly and how wide are they going to open up that door in terms of investment?
But the ball is also in Congress's court, says Eric Olson of the Wilson Center, because it has to rewrite laws to lift the trade embargo.
Limitations on financial transactions are still in place, and these become a major obstacle.
Another challenge for American companies, the foreign firms in Europe and Asia, which are also eager to get a slice of the Cuban pie. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.